Begin the current daf, Masech the Svachim, daf Lamed Vav. Begin on the bottom of Lamed Heimed Beis, three lines up at the bottom of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues in the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnayos of this Perek, regarding different invalidations of Machshava, of thought, of Psul, while doing the Avayda in the carbon. So says the Mishnah following Machloikis, Shachatoi Amanas, when he's slaughtering the animal, which has to be doing one of the four primary avodas, having the thought, he has in mind to do something inappropriate with the carbon, specifically to have the blood or the sacrificial parts be left over for the following day. Or, which that's the equivalent of what would be chutz l'zmana, beyond its time, and this would be the equivalent of chutz l'mkaymai, or to have it taken out of its perimeter. But nothing to do with, as we had said regarding the achilos of the carbon by the on the mizbeach or by the bailam, it's to have it being left over. On that, Rabbi Yehuda Paisley said that's going to be invalid. So although there's no achilo behid, there's no akhtara, the Gemara will explain the reason for Rabbi Yehuda why he holds it's going to be possible. But v'chacham machshim, chacham says it's going to be kasha. As we said, the whole halacha of pigul that invalidates the carbon that says it's possible with the machshava of the person who's doing the avoda is only by imeha'achel ya'achel, like we said, b'shtei achilis akasa medaber. It has to be doing one of the four primary avodas, and it has to be a thought regarding either having it eaten on the mizbeach or by a person, which is called achilin akhtara, chotzozman or chotzom kaimah. Here, when you're just having it left over, which in practice would be forbidden because it would be the psul of nicer, or by taking it out, would also be an invalidation because it's not let it be taken out, but it's not regarding the chila. And therefore, the chacham say that type of machshava will not invalidate the carbon, and it's going to be kasha. Continues the Mishnah. Let's say the thought was amanas litna nagabi akevish. As he's slaughtering, he's thinking, you know what? I'm going to throw the blood on the ramp or on the mizbech, but shalikin negedi aside, but not opposite the area of the mizbech that has a foundation, where all these halachas that we're saying are not being done as it's appropriately supposed to be done. Or he's thinking, those bloods that are usually thrown on the upper half of the mizbeach, he's thinking, I'm going to throw on the lower half. Or those that are supposed to be put on the bottom, he's thinking, okay, we're going to have it thrown on the top. Or as we continue top of lamavamad alf, bifnim bachutz. The bloods, there are certain types of kabbanas that are supposed to be thrown on the mizbeach azabin that's in the hegel. No, we're going to have it thrown on the outer mizbeach. Or vesnitan b'chutz b'fnim. Those are supposed to be thrown in the outer one. He's thinking, okay, we'll have it thrown in the inner mizbeach. Or sheichlu tameim, that tummy individuals, who are all the, again, these things are all forbidden things, that a tummy, who's not allowed to eat from the carbon, he'll eat from the carbon. Or sheikrivu tameim, or that a tummy person, he'll sacrifice the carbon. Or sheichlu arelim, or that uncircumcised individuals should eat the carbon. Or vishikrivu arelim, or that the uncircumcised individuals will sacrifice the carbon. Or l'shaber atmas ha-pesach, as he's slaughtering the carbon, he's having in mind, you know what, we'll break the bones of the carbon pesach, which that's also forbidden, as the Torah says. Or lechel menino, we're going to eat from it that's partially raw, which is also forbidden, supposed to be roasted. Ula arav dami b'dam ha-psulim, or he's thinking, you know what, we'll mix the blood of this carbon with blood of different pasul blood, that's from not valid carbonas. Says the Mishnah regarding all these types of machshavos, kosher. The carbon is going to be valid. Why? Like we said, she'im achshava pesel is because a thought does not invalidate a carbon, ella only b'chutz l'zmana, if it's to have it eaten or sacrificed beyond its time, b'chutz l'mkaymer, beyond its place, where again, according to Behuda, that's a little expanded, and v'apesach v'chatzah shalei lishman. And when he's doing the carbon pesach v'chatzah, he's having in mind not being done for the designation of that carbon, that are the only types of psul machshav. But all these cases, although in practice they're forbidden and they're problems, but having a machshava to have it being done like that would not invalidate the carbon. Now the Gemara says, my time to be Yehuda, what's the reason to be Yehuda? Like we said, seemingly, the halach of chutz zman, chutz mkaim, those types of machshavas of psul are only if it's achilas carbon or achilas mizbeach. Why then does he say that if he has in mind to have it left over or being taken out, that that's going to invalidate the carbon? So Amar Belazai says, Trei Kroi Ksivi B'Neister. There are two psukim in regards to halacha of the prohibition of having a carbon left over its designated time. One is in the context of the halacha of the carbon Pesach, and one is in the context of the halacha of the carbon Toida. Kasev Echadim, one pasuk says in Shemait regarding the carbon Pesach, Lo Teisiru M'Menu Ad Beker. You should not leave over from it until the morning. You have to consume it before the morning. But Kasev Echadim, there's another pasuk in the Yikra that says, by the carbon Toida, Lo Yenich M'Menu Ad Beker. You should not leave over from it until the morning. Now, on that says Rebbe Lazar, Im Eine In Laniach, if this second pasuk It's not teaching us anything regarding the prohibition of having it in practice, in reality being left over, because we already have the first pasuk teaching that. So tenei le'inyan machshevus neich, that teaches us regarding the thought of leaving it over, even like that halacha, that's Rabbi Yehuda says, that that's going to invalidate the carbon. Now that is the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, haikra lahachi huda asa, the pasuk that you just brought in Vayikra by the Taida, is that what it's coming to teach? Not because it's coming to teach regarding the machshava of a nuach, that that's going to be a psul? But he needs it for a different teaching that we learn in the following brisa. That pasuk in Yikra that we quoted, and it's in Perek Dain, pasuk Tezvav, says, "Ubisar zevach toidish lamav," and the meat of the carbon of his thanksgiving, which is his whole karbonis, where toid is under the category of a shlamim, where the pasuk continues, "The biyem karbani yachal," on the day that he sacrificed it, it should be eaten. Meaning, you only let it eat it for that one day. Le'yinich b'minat b'iker, you're not allowed to leave it until the morning. If you leave it till the morning, then it becomes nicer. Says the Braisa, "Lemanu le'toidosh nechelas liyam alayla." So the basic halacha of this pasuk is that a karban toid is eaten for one day and one night. That day and the night, when it's the morning, it's already nicer than it's forbidden to be eaten from. Continues, the Braisa, chalipin, meaning if let's say someone designates a carbon taida and it gets lost. So then he separates and designates a new carbon to take its place. And then they find the first one. So they'll sacrifice the first one. The second one then becomes the chalipe taida, the one that was exchanged for the taida, and it is also sacrificed like a carbon taida. So regarding that chalipin, uvladis, or a child of a carbon taida, or tamurais, which is halacha in general, tamur, when someone tries to swap the sanctity of a carbon to some other animal, now both animals have the sanctity of that carbon. So all the types of evolutions of the taida, where the chalipin or the vlad of the tamura, the Gemara Becharis Avidal Mabe says, from the pasuk that says, Raka deshecha, refers to the tamura, ashayilach, which goes to the vladis, regarding all these, I say that they're all sacrificed as a carbon. So minayin, where do we know that they're also limited to this time span of a day and a night? Tamalayma, that's what has the extra pasuk, because the pasuk could have just said that v'taydasai, the carbon taida, b'yaymai ya'achal, on its day it's eaten. What's all these extra words? Basar, zevach, shlamav. So all those words are superfluous to expound them. Where, how do we know chalipin, vladis, and tamur? Tamalayma, u'basar, from the word and the meat, which refers to the meats related to the carbon taida, which are even those which are exchanged for it, or the child of the carbon taida. Now, chatas v'asham inayin, how do we know to include even the karma chatas and the asham, that they also have the halacha of being limited to being eaten for one day and one night? Tamalim ezevach. That's what says the terminology of a carbon, which includes all other karbanas, unless like a shlam, which the Torah explicitly says 2 days and one night, it includes the chatas and asham. Continues the brayso, minayin l'rabbi shalmi nazar. How do we know to include the ram of the nazar, which is going to be similar to the carbon taida, because it also requires bread with its offering, unlike all other karbanos, but taida does have that same thing. So we'll learn that Shalmei Nazar, and Shalmei Pesach, also the karma chagigah that's brought on the 14th of Nisan, that there also is going to be limited for a day and one night. And it's specifically the shlam, because again, as we said, a regular shlam you can't include, because the pasuk explicitly says that it could be eaten for 2 days and one night. Like it says, B'yem zev chachmi achal umimachras, in the following day. But the shlam, how do we know that they're also limited to one day, one night, like the taida? Tamalam shlamav, that's what the pasuk has that extra word shlamav, to say it shlamim, those shlamim that are similar to it. Continues the braisa. Lachmei taida, the breads of the carbon taida. V'chalos rukikim shebenazir, and the breads and the wafer-like breads that of the nazir that he brings with his carbon. Minayin, how do we know that they're also limited to be eaten for one day, one night? Tamalam karbani, that's what's learned from the extra word karbani, it's carbon. And that says the brisa kulan karani behen. That's what the pasuk saying regarding all these items. Lo yanich should not be left over. That's only for one day and one night. So that's what the pasuk is teaching when it says lo yanich menat baker, to include all these items in the limitation of one day, one night. How could you say it's extra to teach you machshavas hinoach? Says the Gemara, imkain, because if that's all it was teaching, like the second brisa, lemer kol leisi siru. The pasuk should have said, like it says by all other halachas when it talks about the carbon that's left over, a terminology of nicer. What's the change of the terminology? If it's not coming to say regarding being left over, because that we already know from the pasuk in Shemais, it's coming to teach us regarding the thought of leaving it over, that even that is going to be an invalidation, which is the source for the halacha, according to Rabbi Lazar, in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Gemara asks on this interpretation. So good, the way you're defining that the source of Rabbi Yehuda is this extra pasuk, le'inich minat baker, that would only bring one of the two halachas that he mentioned that he disagrees with the Chacham in the opening halacha of a Mishnah, of shachata amanas l'anich has damai oyemar v'lemacher. But lahitzi ma'ik lemem. We're going to say we're going to the other halacha that he says that if he has a mind to take it out from its area that it's allowed to be in, that even that thought of having it done is going to invalidate. Where do you see that in this pasuk? This pasuk is only telling you regarding machshavas hinoach. It doesn't say regarding machshavas yaitze. And va'id, moreover, a second question says the Gemara, time of Yehuda Svaruhu. You can't say that it's from an extra pasuk. Rather, it's because, as we're going to see in the Brisa, he has it based on logic. That since a carbon becomes puzzle when it's taken out from its area and when it's left over, which is called nicer, so too becomes puzzle with such a machshav of taking it out and leaving it over. They're telling like, learn the Brisa. Amalem Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda said to the sages who disagree with him in our Mishnah, he says, I don't understand. He said, Iyatamaitim, don't you agree? That if a carbon is left over, if the blood is left over until the following day, that's going to be invalid because the blood of the carbon becomes invalidated by shkia, by sundown. It has to be thrown that day. So if it's left over for the following day, it's also going to be possible. So that was his disagreement. One thing you see that is based on the logic that if something invalidates, then the machshava invalidates, not based on the pasuk like Rabbi said. Elarela says, oh, you're right, time to be like we've seen this brisa is svaruhu. It's based on logic. And then that logic would apply to Yaitzeh too. On that, as the Gemara, well, if that's the case, since it's based on this logic, so Beniflik Nam Rabbi Yehuda Bekulu, so Rabbi Yehuda should disagree with all the cases in our Mishnah that the Mishnah said that they're kosher because those are things that are not Chutz Lazman or Chutz L'Kaymai or Pesach Echadash L'Lishman. But if you're saying the reason why Rabbi Yehuda disagrees is because he says whatever invalidates a carbon, the machshava invalidates. So all these different things that are psulim in the carbon should also, when you have such a machshava, should also invalidate. How come he only disagrees by the machshava of Enuach and of Haitzah and of Maitzi, of taking it out from its perimeter? And that the Gemara says, no. The high niflig, regarding which one of these cases that the Mishnah then talks about, many different cases, are you going to say that Rabbi Yehuda should disagree? And that is as the Gemara explains. Let's go from the cases that the Mishnah talks about. B'shever atzamas ha-pesach v'lecha v'menno. For example, the case of, let's say, when he has in mind, when he's slaughtering the animal, that he's going to break the bones of the carbon pesach or to eat it half raw. Zivchei gufei mimifzel. Do you think if someone goes and breaks the bones of the carbon or he eats it half raw, you think that retroactively invalidates the carbon? No, the carbon is a kosher carbon. He's doing an iser by breaking the bones or by eating it half raw. But that doesn't invalidate. So therefore, the machshava to do that is not going to validate the carbon. So too, when the Mishnah says, "Amanashi yichlu b'tameim yishakirvu b'tameim," he's slaughtering it with the intention that the thought that oh, a tummy should eat from it or a tummy should sacrifice it. Zivchu gufim mimifzel. Do you think that itself, as Rashi explained, when we're saying shekirvu b'tameim, it refers to the emur, not regarding the dam, because that actually would be problematic. We're talking about just like they're both talking about the achilas, which those are machshavas that we generally talk about of chutz zman chutzim kaimai. Just like the case of Sheikhlu Tumeim refers to eating the meat, so to Sheikhrivu Tumeim that they should sacrifice means the Imurim. And there, the halacha actually is that the Zivcha Guve Mim Misl, does it invalidate? No. Even if the Tameh would sacrifice the Imurim, it would not retroactively invalidate the carbon. So having such a Machshava also would not. So too, when it says Sheikhlu Arelim, Sheikhrivu Arelim, that an uncircumcised individual should eat the meat of the carbon, or that an Arel should sacrifice the Imurim. Zivcha gufe mimifzel? Do you think that a carbon that its blood was thrown halachically correct? You think the carbon retroactively becomes invalidated from appeasing when later on it was eaten or sacrificed by an aral? No, it doesn't. And therefore, although these are psulim, but they're not things that would invalidate the carbon, and therefore having such a machshava is not going to invalidate the carbon either. Although Rabbi Yehuda does hold, whatever would actually possible the carbon in practice, such a machshava also would, like by the halach of leaving over the emurim or the blood, or to take it outside. Lishna Achrina, a different version to answer all these cases why Rabbi Yehuda does not disagree, is because kol kamine. Do you think anyone's going to listen to this person to actually go out and sacrifice it, invalidating? Do you think that a kohen that's tamei is going to listen to him? Do you think a kohen that's an oral is going to sacrifice it on the mizbeach in sin or to eat the kachim in sin? No, they're not going to listen to him. And therefore, this kohen, this person who's slaughtering the carbon with such a machshava, it's not a valid machshava because it's contingent on other people. The kohen who's an oral, the kohen who is not that's tamei is not going to listen to him, and therefore, since it's not biyadai, we don't consider it as something that is going to invalidate the carbon. And the Gemara continues from all the other cases of the Mishnah. So, what are you going to say? La'arav daman b'dam absulim. Oh, if let's say he has a mind to mix the blood with the blood of other invalidated bloods, which yeah, that's a problem already because we're talking about the blood. and that's going to validate the carbon. So having such a machshava, Rabbi Huda should have said, also it's going to validate. And that says the Gemara, no, Rabbi Huda l'tameh. He goes according to his reasoning, he holds that blood does not nullify bloods. And since when it gets mixed together, it's not invalidating it. So therefore, such a machshava will also not invalidate it. Regarding the case of litnes and itan lamal lamata lamata lamala, which again is regarding the bloods, these things generally do invalidate karbanas. So he's having in mind to put those who are supposed to be on the top half of the mizbeach on the bottom, or the bottom on the top. Maybe such a machshava should also go ahead and invalidate it because it's not being put in this appropriate place, and then therefore it's not maratza, and therefore that karban would be pasul. So such a machshava should also, and that's the zigmar here also, Rabbi Huda tamei. According to his reasoning, and that's why he won't say that it's pasul, is because the Amar, he says that even if it was put beyond its place and not in exactly the right place of the Mizbeach, it does not become invalidated, the carbon from atoning, because he considers not exactly the same place as the place where it's supposed to be on the Mizbeach, as we brought early in the second paragraph of Chazayin and Aleph, where we explained the Mishnah that spoke about if someone has a machshava to put what's supposed to be on bottom on top or top on bottom, that the Tana held that the reason why such a machshava is going to take effect is because actually shloi b'mekayme is k'mekayme dami. And as the Gemara concludes over there, that's actually only going to be like a machshava's hinuach. It's going to be that it's supposed to be left over, which is like Rabbi Huda, who that's his opinion, and therefore he holds that actually shloi k'mekayme is k'mekayme dami. So it is being put in the right place. So that's not even the machshava of psul. The problem it was only going to be if you want it to be done the following day. So it's not a problem about doing it in the appropriate place, but it's going to be a problem of inuach. So we see that halacha is like Rabbi Huda, and therefore we see that he also holds shleikim kaima is kimakaima dummy, and therefore it's not a problem about having such a machshava because it's actually going to be considered a valid zrika. And v'liflig benitan b'fnim shenas machas. And if you're going to say he should have disagreed in the case of the bloods that's supposed to be put inside the heichel, instead he's thinking that they're going to be put outside. Or benitan b'chut shenas b'fnim, or those that's supposed to be put outside, he's having in mind to put inside. Where regarding that last case, most definitely, if the chatas achitzaina, a carbon chatas that's supposed to be like a regular most carbon chatas that's supposed to be thrown on the atzim mizbech, if its blood is brought inside the heichel, it becomes invalidated. Like the pasuk says, "Meyikavav v'chal chatas tashayuva." Any carbon chatas that's blood is brought inside becomes pasul. So regarding veer, that in practice would actually invalidate the carbon. So such a machshava, if we're saying that's based on svara, whatever in practice would invalidate such a machshava also, why doesn't he disagree in that case? That says the Gemara, because Ksav Rabbi Huda holds that a machshava to put the bloods that are supposed to be in the outer mizbeach on the inner mizbeach actually does not invalidate. Why? Because by the halacha of machshava of chutz l'zmanay and chutz l'mkaymay, the pasuk says shlishi, by yoyim ha-shlishi, which is on the day three. But we expound regarding the context of chutz l'mkaymay, that chutz l'mkaymay has to be meshulish. Meaning, be'inan mokum shei meshulish b'dam b'basay b'murim. The place that you're doing it, not in this right place, beyond its space, has to be a place that at least has a triple threat, that of that the blood and the meat and the murim could be sacrificed over there. Where that's only if he's having in mind to do it out of the azara, which at a time when bamais, when private altars were permitted, so it would have all those things. It would have the meat, the blood, and the emurim. Now, therefore, that's exerts a custom that the invalidation of chutzim kaim is only outside. But actually, to bring it inside the heichel, that wouldn't be a machshava psul, because that's not a place where you have the haktara of emurim. You don't have bus over there. You only have dam. And therefore, that actually would not invalidate as chutzim kaim. And since it's not going to validate in practice, therefore, such a machshava also would not. And therefore, he agrees to the seif of the Mishnah that says it's going to be kosher with such a machshava. On this answer, the Gemara asked, "Umi isle the Rabbi Huda hay svara? Did Rabbi Huda really hold of that logic that you're saying, which is that it has to be malkam mishulish to have it as pasul al chutzim kaima, and therefore such a machshava would only be invalidated if it's a malkam mishulish?" But v'tanya in the Braisa, Rabbi Huda Omer, he says the pasuk in the Varm says, "Le'sizbech l'Hashem l'kecha, you should not slaughter to Hashem your God shayv v'seh shi'ibay mum." An ox or a sheep that has a blemish, etc., where the pasuk says that whatever is davar ra, anything that's a bad thing. Now, says the Braisa, Rabbi Huda says, ribakan. So it's including over here, what does it mean, any bad thing? I already said it regarding having a blemish. So it's a prohibition to tell you if chata sheshachta bedarim, if a karba chatas, which is supposed to be slaughtered in the northern part of the zara, was instead slaughtered in the southern part, and the chata shenichnas dama lofnim, and the karba chatas, that its blood, which is supposed to be on the outside, was brought inside the heichel, that psula, that it becomes invalid. Now, in other words, the way you have to read this brice is We're not, it's not actually talking about regarding bringing the blood inside. It means do not slaughter a carbon with the intention of bringing the blood inside. Because the way we know it's not literally talking about bringing as a prohibition of bringing the blood inside, but rather regarding a thought about bringing it inside, is because the pasuk is talking about slaughtering. It says there in the pasuk, lay sizbach, it's talking about not slaughtering. So it's obviously not talking about the blood that's after the slaughtering, about not bringing it inside. So it must be talking about having a machshava bring the blood inside. And you see that the pasuk, according to Rabbi Yehuda, calls it davara, which obviously becomes invalidated. So you see that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it does become possible by having machshava bring the blood inside, not like the way we just answered before, why he doesn't disagree in the Mishnah about taking the blood that's bachitza and bring it inside, because in practice it would not become possible, and therefore machshava neither, but that's contradicted from the Brayso of Yehuda over here. Now, before the Gemara answers the question, the Gemara then asks back, Valesler Rabbi Yehuda Shlishi? Do you think Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the drasha we said before that to become pasul with chutzim kamei and hence such a machshava of chutzim kamei is only if it's a makam mishulish? But Ratnan, we'll learn the Mishnah later on of Pei Beizim and Aleph, or Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Hichnis b'shege kasher. If someone by mistake brings the blood that's supposed to be a chatas achitzin, brings it inside the hechel where it's not supposed to go, it's going to be kasher. Now the inference is, Habameh is a pasul, but if he deliberately brings it inside, then it will be pasul. However, v'kaimelon, the Gemara over there at the end of that parak concludes and says that this that we're making the diik, if it's done deliberately, it's going to be pasul, is only b'shekeeper. Only if, it wasn't only brought inside, if it was actually placed from its bloods on the inner altar. That tribute just says the blood's going to be pasul, but it does not become pasul by just entering into the heichel. Now, that's therefore, says the Gemara Hashta, if we finding now. Mahasam aili aila, if there, where it actually, if it enters into the heichel, e-keeper in, only if it's atoned, if it actually is sprayed on the inner mizbeach, then it's going to be puzzle. Eloi keeper loy, but if it's not sprayed on the inner mizbeach, it's not going to be puzzle. So hacha the chashal chashuba, here where it's not even being brought in, it's just having a thought of being brought in. Loy kolchikin, isn't all the more so that just having a thought about having it brought in is not going to be puzzle? Because even when it's actually brought in, it's not puzzle, and it's actually thrown on the inner mizbeach. So how can you say that he holds that it is puzzle with a makshava of bringing it into the heichal? Says the Gemara, Terei Tanoi Malib Rabbi Yehuda. You're right, there's two different opinions of Tanoim in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. What does he hold regarding Machshava of bringing it inside? There's an opinion that we're saying that holds it is going to be possible. But our Mishnah, like the other Braisa that says it's not going to be possible, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah did not disagree and said that such a carbon of having Machshava of what's supposed to be outside being brought inside is going to be kasha. But the Gemara has another question based on what we're saying in his opinion. V'savar Rabbi Yehuda, as we said in the previous Braisa, chata sheshachta bedarm, regarding karma chatas that was slaughtered in the south, as a katin tamid beis, yehi chayiv? Is that really so that he says that that's prohibited, that's included in davar ra, and therefore the person's going to be liable for lashes? But for Tanya, Linda, Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, he says, yachul chata sheshachta bedarm, yehi chayiv. You would think a karma chatas that's slaughtered in the south would be liable for lashes, because it's supposed to be slaughtered in the north, and it's a prohibition in its slaughtering. That's what the pasuk teaches when it says, when it's talking about prohibitions in slaughtering, do not slaughter from Shem your God, an ox and a sheep that has a blemish, call davara, any bad thing. Now what does that mean? So the Gemara B'chayrus actually says, it refers to a revealed, an open blemish, which that's disgraceful, that's called a bad thing. But what you see from the pasuk says Rabbi Yehuda, al davarat mechayva. The pasuk is actually coming to make an inference. Only on the bad thing, an open blemish, are you going to be liable lashes when you slaughter it. V'yat mechayva al chatas sheshachta adam. You're not going to be liable for chatas that's slaughtered in the south. So you see explicitly, Rabbi Yehuda says you're not chayv. How can we have a previous brayso that says that according to Rabbi Yehuda you are chayv? So the Gemara here also trei tanoi alib de Rabbi Yehuda. So machlekes tanoim in Rabbi Yehuda, if a chatas that's slaughtered in the south is considered davara or not to be liable lashes or not. Now, continuing on this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, Amr Baba, he makes the following qualification. He says, "Maider Rabbi Yehuda." Rabbi Yehuda, who he said that if a person has a mind when he's slaughtering the animal to leave it over for tomorrow or have it taken out, that it's going to be pasul, that it's going to be an invalidation of the carbon, he agrees, "Shechayzer v'kayvel pigel," that if, let's say, he goes and has a different thought by the second avayna, let's say by the Kabbalah of the Dam, with the intention that it should be eaten chutz l'zmanoi, we don't say that it was already invalidated with a different machshava of hinuach by the shechita. No, we say, although generally to be carved matur k'mitzvasai, to be able to qualify a carbon as pigul, you have to have only the machshava of pigul. If you have any other machshava like chutzim kaimai, it's not going to allow it to become pigul. Here, the machshava of hinuach, which made the carbon possible by the shechita, would not remove the ability of the carbon becoming pigle by having machshav b'chutz l'zmanai by one of the other avodas. Amar Rava, he says, Teda, you should know that the machshava of having the blood or the emurim left over for the following day, according to Behuda, is not the same thing like a machshava of chutzlim kaima or shaloi lishmai, which removes the ability of it becoming pigel. How could I prove this? Because of the following logic. The pigel, because when someone slaughters a carbon with the intention of throwing the blood the following day, lefnei zrika, when that's still before the blood was thrown, loy klumu, that's not halachically significant, because that type of machshava does not take effect in a negative way until the blood is actually thrown that day. Because, like we said, you have to have karv kolamatik and mitzvah, so you have to have everything else done appropriately to allow the machshava pigel to take effect. Now, however, that first machshava that he had during the shechita, essentially then, in that element, till the blood is actually thrown, is like the machshava of having it left over, because he's definitely intending for it to be thrown tomorrow. So, although it cannot be that machshava yet until the blood is actually thrown, but it's not any worse than having it left over for tomorrow. Now, when he actually comes and throws the blood that day, the asa is rika, so then the throwing of the blood comes, the cover of the pigle, and then establishes it and creates it into a situation of pigle. And what is it? We don't say, wait a second, since initially when the machshava was done by the shechita, it wasn't yet pigle, so wait a second, but it was still no less than the machshava of hinuach. So therefore, when they throw the blood, whether with a machshava pigle or with no machshava, pigle should not take effect because you already had a different machshava psula hinuach. Obviously, that's not a problem because machshava hinuach does not remove the ability of the machshava pigle taking effect. Which Gemara rejects this proof of Rav and says, "Vlohi, no, it's not the case. It's not a proof. Hasam hu chad machshavahi." There, in the classic case of machshava of pigle, of throwing the blood tomorrow when he's doing the shechita, he never changed his original thought of having it thrown chutzlas mani, and it was done for the machshava of pigle. So therefore, it's going to become pigle, although it's not yet effective until the blood is thrown. Over here, the first one, when he's planning just to have it left over during the shechita, that's called pasul, that's not called pigel. And then therefore, when he has a different machshava pigel, that's not the same thing, and therefore there's no proof, actually could be, it would remove the ability of it becoming pigel. Now, Eisvei Rav Huna l'Rav Abba. Now, Rav Huna actually refutes the opinion of Rav Abba from the following braisa. The braisa says, Litinus nitan lamal lamatav. Someone, when he's doing the shechita, has in mind that the bloods which are supposed to be thrown on the top of part of the mizbech will be thrown on the bottom. Lamata lamala, what's on the bottom, should be thrown on the top. So says the Braisa, le'alter kasha. If it's to be done immediately, so then it's going to be kasha, like we said in our Mishnah, where even we pointed on Amman Alf, even contra Behuda, that though that's actually going to be kasha, even though it's supposed to be done not exactly in the place where it's supposed to be done. Therefore, since it's kasher, chasav echishav lechotzim kamer, let's say one of the other avoiders he has in mind to have it done out of its perimeter, pasul ve'im karas, like any chotzim kamer, it's going to be pasul, but there's no karas. Chotzim zman, if he has in mind that it should be done beyond its time, pigel v'chayav no karas, then it's going to become pigel, and it's going to be even liability of karas if someone eats from the meat of that carbon, because the first machshava was not invalidating. Now, but let's say lemachar, let's say he had in mind, when he's doing the slaughtering of the carbon, to have the blood placed tomorrow, not only tomorrow, but what's supposed to be in the bottom on the top, or on the top and the bottom, then says the Braisa Pasul. It's going to be invalid. Now, as we explained in the second parak, the reason for it is actually because of Machshava of Hinuach, like Rabbi Huda. Not because of the Machshava of having it placed tomorrow, because if that would be the case, then there shouldn't just be Pasul, there should actually be Pigel. Now, the reason, however, for that is, why does not become Pigel? Why? It's to have it thrown tomorrow is because a zrika that does not allow the carbon to be eaten, because ultimately it's shleibim kaimai, that cannot create for halacha of pigel. So there it's going to be pasul, however, because it's no less than Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of being left over. Now, therefore, continues the braisa, let's say chazer v'chicham, let's say he goes and he has a different machshav in the next avodah, let's say during the Kabbalah. Whether bein chutzlas mani, bein chutzlas mkami, whether it's to have the blood thrown beyond its time or whether beyond its place, pasul of the aim by karas. It's going to be invalid, but there's not going to be karas. So obviously, once you had the machshava of binuach, like we said, that this machshava of lamachar was really only machshava of binuach, that then when then during the next avodah you have a machshava pigle, it's not going to become pigle. It's not going to have karas. So you have to do Rebaba, to you have to refutation of Rebaba, who said that even when you had machshava seinuach, Rebbe Yehuda would hold that it could still create pigle. You see clearly in the Braisa that no, even machshava seinuach, like shalei bim kaimoy, achatas, and pesach shalei lashma, actually removes it from the ability, it's a different machshava from it becoming pigul, and it's not going to become pigul. Similar type of discussion, Amrav Chizda, Amrav Vina Bar Sila. He says, Chishiv Shechlu Tameim L'machrav. So let's say someone had in mind, when he's doing one of the avodas, that someone who's Tameh will eat the carbon tomorrow. So that says, Rav Chizda, Chayev, so he's going to be liable for pigul. And what's the chiddush in that? We don't say that it's not a machshava because, wait a second, the consumption of a tamei is not fit. The tamei person is not allowed to eat from a carbon. And maybe it should be like a machshava of some other machshava of psul, thus not allowing it to become pigul. And that says, Rav Chizda, that no, the halacha is that he's going to be chayev. And it's still going to be a classic machshava of chutz l'zmanei. Amar Rava, he says, Teidi, you should know that the machshava of it having been eaten by a pasul, which in this case is a tamei, does not remove it from the ability of the of a machshava pigul, which is to have it eaten beyond its time, except if, let's say, it was like a machshava chutzlam kaimai. Why? Because the basal lefnei zrika loichazi, the meat of a carbon before the blood is thrown, is not fit to be eaten yet. You have to, a meat of a carbon can only be eaten after the blood is thrown. And yet, in spite of that, v'chi mechashav bei, when he has a machshava during the shechita of pigul, to have it eaten tomorrow, Mistel, it becomes pigul, even though right now, to have it eaten would be an achila psula without it being pigul. So you see, the fact that the achila is achila psula doesn't make a difference as long as the machshava pigul would go ahead and create into pigul. Which Gemara says, v'lohi, like in the previous Gemara's discussion, refutes Rabba's proof. No, it's not comparable. Hasam zarka mechzi, in the regular classical case of pigul, that, yeah, although right now it's not fit to be eaten, so you want to call it achila psula, but when the blood's going to be thrown tomorrow, if it wasn't pigul, it would be eligible and fit to be eaten. Hachal emichzi klal. Here by the tummy, it's not fit for him to ever eat it. And therefore, we could say that that is considered a different machshava psul, and therefore it would preclude the ability of the carbon becoming pigul. Similar type of a discussion. Again, Amrav Chizda says, Margula bepumid Rav Dim Brachin, there was a custom in the mouth of Rav Dim Brachin to say the following halacha. Basar pesach shli hutzla. The meat of the carbon pesach, which wasn't roasted, which the carbon pesach has to be eaten roasted, or velachmei taida shalahurma, or the breads of the taida offering, which were not separated, which there were 40 types of breads that the person would bring with his carbon taida, and from each of those types, which each one had 10, four breads had to be taken, given to the kain, like the pasuk says in Vikra Zayin, Vikra mena echad mekol carbon truma, one of each of types, there's four types, each one had 10, four have to be given to the kain. So if the breads, those four were not given to the kain, says Rav Dimi Bar Chinna, Chayovna le mishum tuma. There's going to be liability if someone eats from those karbanis, from the carbon pesach that was not roasted, or the taida that was not separated. If he eats it in a state of physical impurity, he's going to be liable for the halacha which forbids a tamei person from eating from kajim. Now the chiddush of this halacha is that even though we know, as halacha mentioned elsewhere in Shas, Psachim, Menachos, that whatever is not permitted for a tahar person would not be a liability for a tummy person. Here, since the blood of the carbon was already thrown, both by the Toida and by the Pesach, it's already considered permitted for tahar people. Now, although the carbon Pesach could only be eaten when it's roasted, and the breads of the Toida could only be eaten until they're separated, but that's incidentally, that's not in the intrinsicness of the carbon. Once the blood is thrown, it's permitted. Now you just got to go ahead and roast it. From the fact that it's not roasted, that does not exempt the tummy person from eating that meat of the carbon Pesach or the breads of the carbon Toida. And Amar Rabbi says, as in previous discussions, Teda, you should know that this is true. The Tanya, like learned the Braisa, the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chaf, it says in the beginning of the Pasuk, Vanefesh asher teichel mibasa zevach ha-shlamim, that the person that's going to eat from the meat of the carbon shlamim, asher la Hashem, which is for Hashem, which the Pasuk there concludes, and b'tamasei lev, and he's eating this carbon with his, that he's in a state of impurity, so v'nechrasa ha-nefesh ha-imameh, so that person gets karas. Now, what are these words, asher la Hashem? Says the Braisa, L'rabis emuri kachim kal matuma. This includes the sacrificial parts of a lower level carbon, like a shlamim, that whoever eats it in the state of impurity is going to be chayev karis, where, because the words asher l'Hashem seem to be superfluous, to make the exposition that something which is for Hashem, totally sacrificed on the Mizbeach, which is what emur mar, there's going to be a liability if someone eats it in the state of tum. Says Rava, Sa'alma, so you see, avagav delav b'nei achilin, and even though emurim are not eaten by a person, because they're usually sacrificed in the Mizbeach. Yet chayov nalei mishum tumah, still there's going to be a liability if someone eats it in a state of impurity. So hachanam here also, avagav delav b'nei achilin, even though they can't be eaten because the breads that were to give into the kohen were not taken off yet. The meat of the pesach was not roasted yet. Still, chayav nalei mishum tumah. So there's no worse than a murim. There's going to be a liability if someone eats in the state of impurity. The Gemara rejects this also in this discussion. It's not the case. Not approved. Hasim emuri kachem kalam chazi legvaya. At least there in the sacrificial parts of the carbon, like shlam kachem kalam, it's at least fit. It is ra'u to at least be sacrificed on the mizbeach. Lafuki basa pesach shlehutzel, which would exclude the case that he's trying to bring proof for the carbon pesach, which wasn't roasted. V'lach meitoydu shlehumro, or the breads of the carbon toydu, which were not separated, those four breads for the kayin, doloi chazu, loy legvayim, loy lehedu, where it's not fit at all. Not for Hashem, and not for an individual, because it doesn't have its any eligibility at all. And therefore, actually over there, maybe a tummy would not be chai for eating it, because it would not be actually even as good as the emurim, which is says Asher Lashem, to be chayiv in the liability of eating it in a state of physical impurity. Another version, Lishna Achrina, which was that Rava said you should know that what I'm saying, what this halach is correct, because ho emurim leichazu, sacrificial parts are not fit for a person, and yet if he eats in the state of tumah like we see from Asher Lashem, he's going to be chayiv, which the Gemara rejects and says v'lehi, which is similar to the version that we have. No, hanachazu l'masayu, at least the emurim are fit for what its context is, which is the mizbech. But these, the breads of the taidu, which were lehumru, or the basa pesach lehutsu, it's not fit at all. Like we said, loy legvayim lehajin, and therefore they actually would be worse. In other words, there would not be a liability of a tummy person possibly from eating those things in the state of tumah. Hanulach kolab sulam. I will turn to the third parak in Masechtas Zvach and parak kolab sulam, which, as we said, talked about all the types of invalidations during the avaydu, which a lot of it was talking about a machshava of psul. And that we continue with the fourth parak of Masechtas Zvachim, parak Beis Shammai, which continues on this theme about the machshava of psul, which is when someone's doing one of the four primary avodas, he has a thought to do it in an inappropriate way regarding that invalidation of the carbon. So regarding this, the Mishnah opens up by saying Beis Shammai Eimer. Beis Shammai say, Kala nitan na mizbech achitzen. Any gifts of blood, which we generally call the zrika, that's placed on the outer altar, the mizbech achitzen, even though it was done with just one zrika, keeper, it will atone for what their carbon is being brought for, even though the majority of carbonists that are on the Mizbech HaChitzen are what's called Shtaim Shein Arba, are put on two corners which are like four sides, because the corner gets two sides and you do it at opposite corners. So although you need two, which is really four, if you do one, it's going to atone. Now, Ubachatzis, which generally needs four corners, Shtei Matan is there, it's going to be atoned here, where you have to actually do by the finger. If you do two gifts, we'll also atone. The Gemara will explain the reason for Beis Shammai. Now, Beis Hillel, they say, Af chata she'nosna b'matana achas keeper, even the karban chatas, like all the other karban, if it was done with just one throwing of blood on the mizbech, it will atone. Now, based on this, says the Mishnah Lefikach, therefore, according to Beis Hillel, this will apply to every carbon, including the karban chatas. According to Beis Shammai, this will include all other karbanis except for karban chatas. The following halacha relating to what we're talking about, the machshavas of pigel. Im nasen es rishayne ketikna, so although generally, as we're going to do it by regular carbon, you can have two or four zrikas. But if let's say the first zrika was done appropriately, silently, without any machshava of psul, and the second zrika was done with a thought that the meat of the carbon should be eaten, chutz l'zman, beyond its time. Keeper, there is atonement for this carbon, and actually the carbon is going to be kosher. Why? Because like we just opened up with, that the meat of the carbon was permitted already to be sacrificed by the first gift of the blood. And the second one, although it's halacha, you're supposed to do two or four, the second is not permitting the meat, because like we said, it's already keeper with one matana. So therefore, it's neither going to be mefagel, because it's only mefagel if it's being mata the baser. The matter is what you could create the pigel. It's not a matter anymore. You have to do the matan, but it's not what's matter. The matter is the first one. So too in the reverse. V'mnasin es rishayin chutz l'zmanay. If the first gift of blood, the first zrika was done with a machshava of chutz l'zmanay, v'sashniyah chutz l'mkayimah, and the second one was done with a machshava of chutz l'mkayimah. So though generally we say, hey, wait a second, two different machshavas, it can't become pigel. No. Pigel v'chiyavin of karas. It's going to be pigel, and someone eats from the meat of that carbon, he's going to be chayav karas, because the second machshava, by the second throwing of the blood, that machshava chutz l'mkayimah does not exclude and preclude it from being pigel, because the first one already established its permissibility, because it was already karbu kol matirim with just the first throwing of the blood. However, in contrast, kol hanitan al mizbech ha'pnimi, all the gifts of the blood that are done by the inner altar, the mizbech hazav, Shemchisr achas min hamatanis. The halacha is, if someone is missing, let's say it's supposed to be four on the four corners, if someone's missing one of the gifts of the blood, the halacha is ki'ilu lo kippur, as if there was no atonement, as the Gemara learned in the Braisa, that you actually have to have every one of those, unlike the Adam Mizbeach. Lefikach, therefore the ramification is, since they're all considered matirim, which is that neither gift will permit without the other one, and therefore it cannot be mefagel without the other one. So therefore, if nasan kulan ketikna, so let's say all the gifts of the blood were done appropriately, but va'achash alay ketikna, one was done inappropriately, where if let's say he did it with a machshava of chutzlum kaima chutzlum manai, so halacha is psul, it's going to be possible because it wasn't permitted with the first three gifts, because you have to do all four matanas hadam, and you didn't do one appropriately. But the aim by karis. But that last one is not going to make it into pigel, because the time of the Mishnah holds im mefagel mechatzei matir. You cannot make pigel with a half a permitter. You have to be mefagel, you have machshav when you're doing it, that whole matir, which in this case is the dam. But the thing is there's four parts to it, which are the four corners. Each one is an integral part. And if he did three ketiknan and one he's doing shalei ketiknan, so although it's going to invalidate it, because that means to say you didn't do a full matir of the carbon, because it was done with a machshav of chutz l'zman and chutz l'mkaymei, but neither will it make it into pigel to be chayv karis of eating the meat of that carbon, because you cannot create pigel with a half a matter. Here the other three quarters were done appropriately, so though it's going to invalidate the carbon, but it's not going to qualify to make it into pigel to be chayv karis for eating the meat of that carbon.